Well, good morning, Sower Nation. It is Friday, May the 30th, in the year of our Lord, 2025. I'm John David Walt, and this is your wake-up call. Good morning. Are we ready for this Friday? Because it's ready for us, and we want to win this day, and we know if we want to win the day, we got to win the morning. So let's win it. And if for some reason you're hearing this after the morning, hey, you can still win. All right. Let's begin with consecration today. Wake up, sleeper. Rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Yes, Jesus, we belong to you. And we're praying in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. I can always hear the amen out there. I know you're praying that prayer with me. We're praying it straight to Jesus, and he's hearing it, and he's receiving it, and it's just like we walk through the front door into the kingdom of God today, on earth as it is in heaven. Today's entry is entitled, Why Trouble is Not a Problem. I thought of an alternate title, Why the Problem is Not Trouble. Our text is 1 John chapter 5, verse 5. Hear now the word of the Lord. Who is it that overcomes the world? Only the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God. The word of the Lord. And you say, thanks be to God. Now consider this. Today's text makes one thing clear. There is no such thing as a trouble-free life. There is only the promise of overcoming. I once heard a preacher remark that there are only two kinds of people in the world: those who are facing trouble and those who are about to be facing trouble. So the world is filled with trouble. From the trouble of temptation to the trouble of tragedy. Our lives are riddled with struggle and hardship. There are troubled marriages and troubled children. There's being in trouble with the law. Then there's the proverbial bridge over troubled waters. There's even a board game called Trouble. What's surprising to me is the way we, or maybe I should say I, seem to be continually surprised by the presence of trouble in my life. Many people believe Jesus is their get-out-of-jail-free card. Ask the early Christians, and they'll tell you Jesus was more like a go-straight-to-jail, do-not-pass-go, and do-not-collect-$200 card. That's a Monopoly reference for any of you young people who missed that. Trouble affects everyone, regardless of race, ethnicity, social class, gender, or wealth. When you think about it, the only real difference between rich people and poor people is that rich people can afford to hold their troubles at bay longer. Jesus didn't mince words when it came to trouble. Here's how he put it near the end of his life. I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world, you will have trouble. But take heart. I have overcome the world. That's John 16:33. Isn't it encouraging to see how John connects the dots between Jesus and us in this area of our lives? Who is it that overcomes the world? John asks us. Only the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God. To follow Jesus means to see trouble completely differently than the world sees trouble. We tend to have it backward. We are surprised when we have trouble and doubtful that we can overcome it. Jesus says not to be surprised when you have trouble, just expect to overcome it. It's not a fatalistic or even pessimistic outlook on life, but it is a profound mind shift. I remember being in a rural church in deep East Texas one night years ago. The song leader was leading the familiar old chorus, "There's Something About That Name" by Bill and Gloria Gaither. Right in the middle of the song, the worship leader suddenly stopped playing. And he began telling a story as though he had just remembered it, of how his mother had taught him as a child that the simplest and most powerful prayer a person could pray was simply the name of Jesus, that his very name is a prayer. The name of Jesus is not a magic word, but it is the name above all names. It will only be at the sound of this name that every knee will bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. On that day, not only will all the trouble in the world be over and done with, but it will have all been worth it. Who is it that overcomes the world? Only the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for telling us the truth about trouble. And thank you for your promise to be with us in the midst of trouble. Give me the faith and courage to follow you on the journey of overcoming. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Our journal prompts today: do you tend to be surprised by trouble and pessimistic about overcoming it? Yes, that's me. If so, how might you become the kind of person who is not surprised by trouble, but is filled with faith about overcoming it? That's a good question right there. I've been thinking about it. I'm going to give you my thoughts about it in just a second. We're going to sing this morning. You've already guessed the hymn. It is in our seedbed hymnal, our great Redeemer's praise. There's something about that name. We're going to sing that song. I love that song. It's number 134 in our hymnal. You want to go ahead and get that page. Some of you already know it by heart. You don't even need it. But it is in there if you do. I'm so thankful. 134, there's something about that name. It's the great Bill and Gloria Gaither hymn. Yeah, I was just thinking this morning, I'm going to go grab my journal and share a thought with you. Hold on. So I just went and got my journal. Feel like, and you feel this too, I know, it's just like we're in the same room together and we're having coffee and we're just being ourselves together. If you were here, I would have gotten up and gone and got my journal. But I wrote this today, and this may make it into a future wake-up call, so act like you hadn't heard it when it comes. I wrote this: there are two ways, the way of religion and the way of faith. The way of religion says, if I do certain things like prayer and church and acts of kindness, then God will bless me and be with me. So I must do them to have the outcome of feeling God with me. But the way of faith says the reality of God with you is already now. Walk on the water of it by any and every means available and possible. The way of religion is the tiring, endless effort to get God to come into the sinking boat with you. The way of faith is God moving you to get out onto the water with Him. Oh, man. Boom. God, this is the way of overcoming faith. That's what I wrote. And then I wrote, I am overcoming. And when I see that I am, I just think, that's Jesus. He is I am. I am overcoming. That's what Jesus is saying to us. And He's saying, I am in you. And if I am overcoming and I am in you, then you are overcoming. Get out of the boat. I don't know, guys. I spend a lot of time just saying, Jesus, would you just come get in this boat and comfort me? Because the boat's sinking and I just need you to help me. And you know what? He's so good to hear that prayer, and He'll come. He'll come in the boat. I love how that story in the storm, you know, I love how this one of the gospel accounts points out the fact that He had a pillow. Okay, Jesus had carried a pillow in that boat because he knew that storm was coming. He's like, I'm going to show them something. That storm's going to blow up. They think they're going to die, and I'm going to have my pillow out. I'm going to be taking a nap. That's just how unafraid, unbothered, unfazed Jesus is by trouble. You remember what He said to them? They said, we're going to die. Don't you care? He said, ye of little faith. You see, I just find that I can get trapped in the ruts of religion and just focusing on my problems and focusing on the storm and the waves. And I'm just like, Jesus, help me. Jesus, help me. Jesus, help me. And He's like, listen, I'll help you, but could you help me? He's like, how about you stop asking me to get in the boat? And how about you come out here with me on the water? Let's overcome. Let's not just sort of commiserate in our troubles. Let's not worry our prayers. That's so often what I think prayer is. We're just worrying our prayers. We're just trying to delegate our problems to God, ask Him to solve them. And He's like, come on, this is an overcoming way. I think there's this place, maybe I said it yesterday, I can't remember, but it says, to the one who overcomes, I will give the crown of, I don't remember what it is, but that's the idea of it. And I'm often just saying, listen, just come on and fix this, and we'll worry about overcoming later. I just need out of it. I know some of you are feeling me on that today. And I'm just like, okay, can I get my gaze? We started by saying I fixed my eyes on you, so I want to see you out there on that water, and I want to come out there on those waves with you. That's overcoming faith. Starts just by saying His name, breaking free from religion, waking up to life. Jesus is not religion. Jesus is life. All right, you ready to sing? We're going to sing it through twice. 134. Jesus, 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 there's just something about that name. Master, Savior, Jesus, like the fragrance after the rain. Jesus, 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 let all heaven and earth Proclaim kings and kingdoms will all pass away, but there's something about that name. Let's go it again. Jesus, 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 there's just something about your name. Master, Savior, Jesus, like the fragrance after the rain. Jesus, Jesus, my Jesus, let all heaven and earth proclaim. Kings and kingdoms will all pass away, but there's something about your name. Yeah, Jesus, we're coming after you today. We're going to step out on the water. Some of us here listening are sitting in hospice care, and we're a little bit afraid, we're anxious, we're sad. He's saying, come out here on the water. I'm going to take you to a place you're not even going to believe if I told you. Some of us are facing all kinds of trouble in this situations that we're in today, and he's coming right up to the edge of the boat. And he's like, how about this time? I don't get in the boat, but you come out on the water. Overcoming faith. That's what he's wanting to put in you today. And I don't know about you, but I need it. So that's a good word for a Friday. I feel like that's a sign of what we're going to be in for this summer with our encouragement series. I hope you're praying about who you can invite to join us. There's a PS today. We got the journal books ready. If you've already gotten that book, you don't need a new one. Just get it out. Dust it off. We've got to grow, friends, and we are. We're moving on and moving up and moving in. Get your seeds together. It's Friday. It's going to be a good one out there on the fields. I'll see you on the field for the awakening. I'm J.D. Walt.
We hope that today's entry challenged and encouraged you. And thanks for listening to The Wake Up Call, powered by Seedbed. Be sure to share this with a friend, leave us a rating, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. Find out more and join the movement by visiting our website at seedbed.com/wakeupcall.